صدق الله العلي العظيم. صلوات الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين.
They terrorized a people, took everything they had, and established a government of their own, brought in military equipment and warfare from the most advanced countries of the world, and began to use them against a civilian population just because they wanted to have what was rightfully theirs, their land, their lives, their homes, their families. And when they decided, as any one of you would have, if anyone dares come into your property in this country, you have the right to shoot them. But in this part of the world, in Palestine, when the people that were thrown off of their lands, not only did they come into their properties, they threw them off. And when they try to defend themselves, they are referred to as terrorists. I was watching something very funny the other day on the news, where I saw the prime minister of the Zionist regime showing samples of the rockets that the resistance, our brothers and sisters from Gaza, are throwing towards the Zionists, and showing this to Ban Ki-moon in a display of saying that these people are attacking us, we have the right to self-defense. Self-defense for what? For taking over somebody else's land, and then you get to defend yourself against them, and you have the right to kill them?
Now, I want to welcome all of you, and I say that because there has been talk about this as a Shia event. But this is not a Shia event. This is an event about Palestine. I want to welcome you if you're a Shia. I want to welcome you if you're a Sunni. I want to welcome you if you're not a Muslim at all. I want to welcome you if you are here for Palestine. Because we have many differences among us. We have many things that tear us apart, many things that may set us against one another. But on Palestine, there are no differences. On Palestine, we are together for Palestine. This is an issue on which whatever divisions we have, we must set aside to work together. And when we fight over any of these issues within ourselves, then Netanyahu laughs. Make no mistake about that point. Make no mistake that the Israeli government is busily stirring up exactly that kind of difficulty among the other peoples of the Middle East, because it is a divide and conquer strategy, which is as old at least as Julius Caesar. So we must unite on Palestine. We must put aside our differences to be together.
There is next week, next Wednesday in Dallas, a very special opportunity. There's an organization coming here that is one of the most powerful organizations in the United States that has been in existence for over 40 years now. It is called the American Legislative Exchange Council. This organization represents over 300 American corporations and basically the entire Republican Party. And they're holding their annual conference at the Dallas Anatole next week. This organization, it is everyone that we see that the BDS movement is trying to get us to divest from and to boycott. It is McDonald's, it is Walmart, it is Fox News, it is Boeing, it is IBM, it is Microsoft, it is the entire list of the corporations who fund Israel, who provide them their technology, who provide them for their finances, General Electric and GE Finance, and all of the Islamophobic politicians who try to pass anti-Sharia laws at the state levels. They're all going to be in one place next week, inshallah ta'ala, right here next Wednesday, July 30th, at the Dallas Anatole. Please look up on Google or on Facebook the American Legislative Exchange Council, also known as ALEC, A-L-E-C. Please come out and join us. Alhamdulillah, there are protests being organized. This is next Wednesday. Jazakumullah khair.
Not your mouth. Yell it out.